Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. This past Sunday, we kicked off a new series titled I Have Questions, and personally, I'm really thankful and excited for this series. A couple reasons why. Number one, I really appreciate that I think it's going to allow us and has allowed us to wrestle with the scriptures safely. Here's what I mean by that. I remember early on in my walk with Christ and my genuine faith in Jesus, and I know I'm not that far along. I've only been trying to really follow Jesus and trying to make him Lord of my life for about 9 years, so not all that long. But early on, I remember reading certain passages that maybe challenged how I viewed or thought about God, and I didn't like that, and it scared me, frankly. I felt like my faith was insecure, and sometimes I worried that if I read too much of the Bible, I would run into something that would just shake my faith so much I would give up. Or I would read certain things that seemed to be contradictory or seemed to not make sense or that I couldn't figure out, and it would just concern me about the trustworthiness of the Bible. What I really appreciate about this series is that we can approach the scriptures and address head-on some of these difficult passages that might seem contradictory, but we can do so safely in the sense that we do so with the confidence knowing that all of the Bible is true. All of the Bible is inerrant. It is true. And what I mean by that, sorry to keep using that phrase, what I mean by that is that if one passage says one thing and another passage says seemingly something different, one passage can't cancel out the other. One passage cannot be false and one be true. Therefore, we then become our own God in a sense that we interpret what the Bible actually is true, it presents as true, and what it doesn't. And so, all of that being said, when we can go in and say, the Bible is true, it is inerrant, it is trustworthy, we cannot operate in a sense of fear that we might disrupt our faith, but we can operate in a sense of confidence, exploring and investigating the Bible, seeing how seemingly contradictory things actually reveal themselves to be true, helpful, glorifying to Christ. So all of that being said, I'm excited about this, I'm thankful for this, and I pray that you're excited and thankful for this series as well. Now to the substance of Sunday. So we got into Jesus saying, hey, go to your brother if they've sinned against you and talk to them. Extreme paraphrase there. And then we see the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 as he is talking about love. And it says, love keeps no record of wrong. And so seems like a contradiction, right? And I know Dean, Cale so far I've talked to this week. I know Matthew and Lee and Dan will do the same. But where I took things was, let's take Jesus at his word and let's be practical. I think there's certain questions we have to ask if we feel somebody has sinned against us. Is it serious enough to go having a conversation about? Does it have to deal with where they are in their walk with Jesus? Is it something significant enough? And so I think we need to be careful not to be nitpicky. But in that, we also need to follow Jesus's order to go and talk to our brother. And there is a distinction there. I think this is talking about believers in Christ, not to say that we should never go and address a wrong done to us by an unbeliever. So we do that, and we talk it out. And Lord willing, they receive it well, and we've gained our brother or sister, as Jesus says. And then, back to the 1 Corinthians 13 passage, we should keep no record of wrong. In saying keeping no record of wrong, the Apostle Paul is not saying that what Jesus said was wrong. If we keep no record, it doesn't mean that we don't address something. It just means that after we address it, we don't hold on to it. We address the issue, we address the sin that has been maybe committed against us, we talk it through, and then we let it go. And that's the key here, I think, that the Apostle Paul is talking about. And so I think this apparent contradiction is actually quite simple. It's practical. It's address it and then let it go. And I think it is such a clear point and a clear directing our hearts to what happens on the cross. Once again, the Apostle Paul, what he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, is that in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And so in this, through Christ, through faith in Christ, God doesn't remember our wrongs. He doesn't keep them against us. He doesn't have a logbook, if you will, that he says, well, you still did this, you still did this. I want to hang on to that, and I'm going to treat you according to that sin. Because I think that's what we're doing when we're remembering or keeping a record of wrongs committed to us. We're keeping a logbook of how people have harmed us, and we're treating them differently often in response to that logbook rather than in response to the reconciliation we had received or we had worked through with them. And so in this, intensely practical, if you have reconciled with somebody, let it go and move on and understand that our ability to do so is not rooted in our own goodness. It's not rooted in our own willpower. It's rooted in God through Christ forgiving us of our sins. And in our sins, as the Psalms say, as the psalmist says, are far, as far gone as the east is from the west. And that is an incredible reality. And so would we take that reality and would we apply it then to our relationships? With that in mind, I want to pray for us. I want to say thanks again for joining us on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Father, thank you for your word, that it is true. And because it is true, we can, with confidence and with joy, investigate and search and study the things that are difficult, the things that maybe seem contradictory to us or challenging to us. And so, Lord, if we're navigating things that have happened to us at the hands of others, would you give us the courage and the clarity and the confidence to have conversations if needed? If needed, would you give us grace seeking reconciliation, not justice, in those conversations? Your justice is ultimately done on the cross. And in response to that, would you then allow us to let those things go, that we would remember them no more, just as you remember our sins no more because of the work of Jesus on the cross? God, we love you. Lead us as we go into the rest of our day. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.